Today's shir is Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We will be going to Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to discuss the halacha of different halachas that affect when we're dealing with shutfas. It says the Gemara Mezuzah, when the Torah says Mezuzah, Afgav Diksiv Beisechem, even though the Torah says Chsaftam Am Mezuzah Beisechem, which would indicate Didach in only a home that belongs to you, there's an obligation to put a mezuzah. B'shutfis loy, but if you own a home in partnership with someone else, loy, there would not be any such requirement. Kos rachmanam, but when the Torah speaks about the reward that we get for the mitzvah of mezuzah, and the pasuk says l'man yirbu yomechem b'vei v'nechem, so it says it belosh rabim. From here we see that there's an obligation for mezuzah even when it's owned in partnership. So ask the Gemara if that's the case. Ella beischa l'mayasa, what does the pasuk of beischa come to teach us? Answers the Gemara l'cha d'Rava, to what Rava taught us, the Rava, to teach us derech b'yoscha, the obligation to put on the mezuzahs towards the right side, the mezuzahs put on the right side of a entrance to the home, but not that there's a yamin to the right side of entrance to the home, but not that there's any chiyuv, and not that there's any exemption for putting up a mezuzah in a home that is owned in partnership with more than one person. The question that, of course, comes up, what is going to be the halacha when the home is not owned with partnership with another Jew, which is clearly, as the Gemara just said, that there's an obligation for mezuzah. What will be the halacha when there's a partnership with a non-Jew? What will be the halacha? The Rashba already says that when the Gemara pointed out that the pasuk says beisecha, the Gemara should have immediately reacted, well, we need that pasuk to teach us what is the halacha when the home is owned not with partnership with another Jew, but in with partnership with a non-Jew. As the Gemara has actually used that in many of the examples that we've been speaking in our Shurim, Batruma, and Peya, Reshus Hagaz, Bechayrib. So the Rashba says that since the mezuzah affords a shmira to the home, it watches our homes, so the fact that we own it in partnership with a Nochri doesn't make a difference. The Mordechai discusses that question as well, and he suggests that what is the basis that a home that's owned by partners is chayiv? Is because, like we just said, l'man yirbu yomechem, and both Jewish partners require that shmira. But when we have a home that's owned in partnership with a Nochri, that halacha, that pasuk doesn't apply, and there's no need, it goes without saying that there's no chiyuv mezuzah. So we have here a machlokes rishonim already, if a home that's owned with partnership with a Nochri is chayiv in a mezuzah. The Ramah paskins like the Mordechai, the Ramah in Yerideya, Simon Reish Samach Vav Sif Aleph, says that a home that's owned in partnership between a Jew and a non-Jew is part of mezuzah. The Beis Yosef, however, quotes the opinion of the Rashba that a home in partnership with a non-Jew is chayiv and mezuzah. So we have a machlokes Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. And the Shach explains the Ramah that besides the reason that the Mordechai gave, if it's not completely owned by a Jew, it's not a Jewish home, he says that in those days particularly, there was a concern that if somebody put up a mezuzah, the Nachrim would think that he was performing kishif. And therefore, the halacha is that one doesn't put up a Nachri and a mezuzah in a home that's owned with a Nachri. The Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there could be perhaps a difference between a home which can be divided and we could designate which area belongs to the Yisrael, which area brings to the Nachri, versus a home, versus, he says, a lobby or steps in the home, that there the halacha would be that since it's an area that's needed for all people who live in the home, both the Yisrael and the Nachri, and therefore the halacha is that it's not mechuyev b'mezuzah. Dar Sameach discusses what would be the halacha of a city that has a wall around the city, and there's an entrance to the into the city. How do we determine if that entrance is chayiv a mezuzah? So he says we go according to the majority. A majority of the city is Jewish. There is a chayiv not. But of course, he also points out that if there's a concern how the Nachrim will react to a mezuzah, Nachrim will react to mezuzah being there, then one should, of course, not put up a mezuzah. The is an interesting question. The Torah says leSachmoid, one of the Saras Adibris, the last of the Saras Adibris, and Torah says leSachma. A person is not supposed to want something that doesn't belong to him. And the question is, what would be the halacha when you own something? You own something, but you only own 50%. So under this, it means, one, just because he's jealous, is not allowed to approach someone else to sell him his property. But here, what would be the halacha if I'm already an owner in the property and I just want to take full ownership? Would that be considered an iser of leisachmid? And the Shas HaTshuvas Binyan Tzion says that the toss, we have a learning, will a home that's owned by shutfim be mechuyev in mezuzah? And he indicates that the fact that it's owned by shutfim and you want to get the whole home, so you should have the ability to put up a mezuzah according to all opinions. Or if you want to buy out the Nachri, who is your partner in the home, in order that you should be able to put up a mezuzah, that would not be a violation of leisachmoy. In general, there might be a question, is there an iser of leisachmoid by something that's owned by a Nachri? Is leisachmoid only apply by Yisrael or even by Nachrim as well? Says the Gemara, Masa, when we speak about Masa, after the Gav Diksiv Masa B'doncha, the Tchiv of giving Masa, it says, the Torah says, Lashon Yochid, Tiloch in the Shutfus Loi, which would seem to indicate only if you own it by yourself, is there a chiyuv and meiser, not if you own a b'shutfus? Kos rachmana meiser sechem, but then the Torah uses the word meiser sechem, which indicates that even if you own it b'shutfus, you have to give meiser. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. El masa dagoncha meiser. What do we learn from the word masa dagoncha? The mutay shutfus tav dekachavim. If your partners were a nachri, then you will not be chayiv to bring. You will not be chayv to give maisa. Maisa sheni. Says the Gemara Matanis, what about the, as we began, the halacha of Hazroi l'chayim v'keva, avgav d'chos rachmana v'nosan, l'koyin Hazroi l'chayim v'keva, v'ikul emeima, the yalf nesin and sinim reishas ageis, we could learn the halacha from reishas ageis, and ma'la halen, when we spoke about the reishas ageis, we've been learning that loy, the shutfus loy, if you own it in partnership, there's no chiyuv reishis hageis. Afkan, we would say here as well, the shutfus loy, if it's owned by partners, there's no chiyuv reishis, there's no chiyuv as rael chayim kevam. Kos rachmanim eis soivche azevach. From here we learn from the pasuk, eis soivche azevach, that there is a chiyuv of by shutfus. El tama, says the Gemara, because the Torah used the Lashon Rabbim, the Kos Rachmanim Eis Zoivchei Azevach, that's why we say there's a Chiyuv by Shutfim of Zroi L'chaim Keva. Halav Achi, if I didn't have that Pasuk Havamina, then the Gemara is suggesting that what we said originally would stand, which means the Leila Mereshus Hageis, that we learned the halacha from Reshus Hageis. But ask the Gemara, instead of learning from Reshus Hageis, says the Gemara, Adrab, Neilf Matruma. As we mentioned in our previous year, there's a rule. When you can learn a Hekesh L'chumra, or you can learn a Hekesh L'kula, we always learn it L'chumra. So here we have the option of learning from Reshus Hageis and saying that there's no obligation by Shutfus. We have the option of learning from Truma to say there is a Chiv. So says the Gemara, shouldn't we automatically learn L'chumra? Says the Gemara and Chanami, of course we go L'chumra. There's a very interesting discussion, but Rav Yosef Engel Zatzal, in his Sefer Asrin Deraisa, that the Gemara says that we just said that the rule is that when we ever have an option to be makish l'kula or l'chumra, we always go l'chumra. How's that to be understood? Is that understood because we have a suffix? We don't know which way to go l'kula or l'chumra. So the rule tells us to go l'chumra. Or is it not because there's a suffix? It's absolute. When there's two options, l'kula or l'chumra, the halacha tells us without any question we should go l'chumra. And the nafgamina would obviously be, if a halacha was established through this rule, would there be punishment for the violation of this halacha? If we say it's only a suffix, then we can't give a punishment. If we say that that's absolutely the halacha, then we could give a punishment. So he quotes our Gemara and our Rashi, and our Gemara and Rashi says, L'kula l'chumra, Rashi says, L'chumra makshinen. L'chumra makshinen means that there's no question that you would have to give the, because we learn from Truma, you would have to give, with the because it's a chumra, you would have to give matan, the matnas kuna. But following a concept that we've discussed so many times in our shiurim, and that's the concept of Amosim Chavera Olav Araya. So if it's only a suffix, you wouldn't have to, even if we have the Chumra Makshinen, how can we force you to give the Matnas Kuna? The fact that the Gemara is saying, and the Gemara, that's the Maskon of the Gemara, that we go L'chumra, is clearly an indication that it's an absolute halacha, not just a suffix. Ella, says the Gemara, May Zayv Chazavach Lamali. So ask the Gemara, what do we learn from Zayv Chazavach? L'cha D'Rava. To teach the halacha that Rava taught us earlier in the perek, Dama Rava Imatabach, that the halacha is that the actual obligation to deliver, the actual obligation to deliver the Zroi L'chai V'keva is on the butcher. But as we said, that even though it's the obligation of the butcher to deliver the Matnas Kuna, it's still the owner's right to make the Tovus Hanoah, to make the decision who should get that Matnas Kuna. Bikurim, the Torah speaks, Nadi Gemara speaks about the obligation to begin Bikurim. We know every year the Torah says, Reshe Bikurim Avon Moscha Tovi Beis Hashem Lekecha. The first fruits of the Zion Haminim are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, put down in front of the Beis HaMikdash, and at that point, given to the Kohen, and there's a whole parsha of how it's done, based on what it says in Pasuk, beginning a parsha Ksisavai, says the Gemara, even though the Pasuk says, Afgav d'ksivu l'kachtam reishus, kopri adom ha-shatovi ma'atzecha, didach in, only what belongs to you, the shutfus loy. Kas rachmana. So you think if it's on b'shutfus, there is no chiv of bikurim. That kas rachmana b'kuli kol asher ba'artzom loshin rabim. If that's the case, el artzcha lamali. So why do we need a pasuk for artzcha? And it's the Gemara lemutei chutz laretz. So of course the Rishonim Taisus and the Rishonim ask that bikurim, as we just described, is a mitzvah tluya baretz. And mitzvahs atluyas baretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the Gemara trying to teach us? Answers the Rashbam, that since we find that the Torah, when it speaks about Bikurim, it often connects it to the halacha of Bas B'cholov. Since, of course, the halacha Bas B'cholov is not limited to Eretz Yisrael. Since we see that Bikurim travel together, maybe the halacha ought to be that Bikurim are also brought from in Chutz Laretz. The Taisus Arash says that the Mishnah in the Gemara Masech Babasu teaches halakech peiris. If I just buy peiris which are Bikurim, I have to give Bikurim. So we see that it has nothing necessarily to do with something that grew on my property. And therefore we would think that it's chayiv even from peiris and Chutz Laretz. Based on that Mishnah teaches us the Gemara that that is not the case. Tzitzis, the Torah says the Gemara about tzitzis, Avagav the Kos Rachmona, Gedilim Taslachal Arbus Kantfois Kususcha. The Torah speaks about Kususcha, Losh and Yochid, the Doch in the Shutfus Lo, only what's owned by you, not owned in partnership. Kos Rachmona, but then the Pasuk also says, Dawab Ne Yisrova Matalim Vosalam Tzitzel Kantfei Bigdeyem, to even tzitzis that's owned by Shutfus is Chai Betzitzis. Elo, Kususcha Lomeli. So ask them, what do we learn from Kususcha? Lechid Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Rabbi Yehuda, Talish Shu'ula. If somebody borrows a talis from someone else, peturim in a tzitzis klal shalashim yoyim, he's not chayv to put on tzitzis. He's not chayv to put on tzitzis for the first 30 days. Says the domestic Eliezer that when the Gemara says that talis shutfus is chayv and tzitzis, it's only when it's owned by two Yisraelim. But if you have a garment, he says, that is owned by Yisrael and a Nochri, there is no Chiv of Tzitzis. And he says, we see this in our Gemara in a number of cases, that the Gemara by Reshus Hageis, for example, differentiated if you're a Shutuf with a Jew or you're a Shutuf with a non-Jew. Rabbi Kivega disagrees, and he says that although when we speak about the Halacha of Reshus Hageis, we did differentiate between partnership with a Jew versus partnership with a non-Jew, when it comes to tzitzis, it's different. And he explains why. He says, the Reishis Hagez is a monetary obligation that applies to all Jews. With tzitzis is an obligation that applies to the gavra, to the individual who's wearing tzitzis. So therefore he says, when we speak of a Reishis Hagez, all the Jewish owners of the sheep are considered one entity, because they're all obligated to give the Reishis Hageis to the Kohen. Therefore, when the Torah says that a partnership is potter, it's a partnership with a Nochri. However, he explains that the mitzvah of tzitzis is obligated on the person wearing the tzitzis and not on his partner. So therefore, when the Gemara says tzuscha, it should make a difference who owns it. But once the Torah says a kafe b'gdeim, it doesn't make a difference who is the other owner. The halacha will be there's a chiv. The halacha will be no matter who is the other owner, Jew or non-Jew, there's a chiv tzitzis. However, the Gemara also said the talis shu'ula, that if you borrowed a talis, you're part of from tzitzis kol shloishim yoyim, those 30 days. However, The Rishonim and the Paiskim make a very important point. I come somewhere and I borrow a talis, but I want to make a bracha on it. If the person who lent me the talis is lending it to me with the intention and the knowledge that I want to use this talis to fulfill a mitzvah, then the halacha will be that even if I borrowed it just now, I would be allowed to put tzitzis on it. Makab. The halach is that we have to make a makkah over on the roof. It says the Muravka of the Kos Rachmana, Kisevna Bayez Chodesh Vesisa Makkah Lagagecha. And for here we would learn the Doch in, only if it's your home alone, the Shutz is low, but if you own it with partnership, no. Kos Rachmana, Veloy Sosim Domin Beisach, Kipa Neufel Hanafel, even if it's partnership, it is a concern, what may happen on that roof? Ask the Gemara if that's the case. El gagecha lemayasa. What do we learn from the word gagecha? Lemuti bati knesias bati medrashas. That there's no obligation to put a mezuzah on the roof of a base knesses or base medrash. And of course, the simple pshat is because people don't live in those homes. And only a home that's meant for living is mechuyev a mezuzah. But the question is, and the Chazon Ish asked this question, if the reason that we're supposed to put up a mezuzah on a roof is because there's a concern, chas v'shalom, that somebody will fall off that roof and we want to protect by putting up a gate, so what's the difference if it's owned, if it's the roof of a private home or it's a roof of a shul? That danger exists equally in all situations. So the Chazon Ish helps us with this Gemara to understand that we look at a mitzvah that the Torah gives, and when we think of about a mitzvah that the Torah gives, we think of it as there has to be a reason for that mitzvah. There's a reason we're scared, ki yipa noifel mimenu. And therefore, our automatic assumption is that where the reason doesn't apply, where the reason applies, the mitzvah should apply. Tells us the Chazon Ish that that's not the way the Torah tells us to look at mitzvahs. But rather, the way to look at a mitzvah, tells us the Chazon Ish, is that the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Regardless if the reason applies or not, we have to follow what the rules are. And therefore, suggests the Chazon Ish, when the Torah is telling here us here that there is no chiv mezuzah on a house, that on a shul, even though every reason would point, and I think it's even deeper, there is an obligation that a person has to make his home safe. That obligation certainly would presumably apply by a shul. But the new din that the Torah says, v'sisa makala gagecha, has rules when they do apply, has rules when they do not apply, and it is not for us to make the determination how to apply the rules. It's for the Torah to make that application. We've been learning till now that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that sheep that's owned b'shutfus is not chayiv and reishis hageis. But in other cases, as we've been learning in the Gemara today extensively, even though the pasuk is said b'loshin yachid, we are obligating shutfus. Amar Rabbi Abaye, lesson l'hani k'nali. All the rules that we just learned are incorrect. The Tanya, behemish shutfim chayis b'b'chayra. When we speak about b'chayra, animal owned b'shutfus is chay. Rabbi Elazar patra. Rabbi Elazar patra and Rosa says not. Says the marmai tama. What is the basis for Rabbi Elazar's opinion? The Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Kol b'char ashivol b'b'karch b'tzayin chazaka tagdus l'shem." And since the Torah speaks b'loshin yachid, so it only applies to animal owned by one individual. I asked the Gemara in line with what we asked an hour shiur today, but there's another pasuk. So by the Torah using the words b'karis b'karach v'tzanchem, isn't that an indication that if it's owned by shutfus, it is chayiv in b'chayra? Says the Gemara, the way to understand that pasuk, the kuli Yisrael, it means that this is a rule that applies to all Jews. It's not speaking about the shutfus element. And now, according to that, all the psukim that we learned in our shiur today, that's the way to understand the pasuk. What the pasuk means to say that this is a rule that applies to Jews, but only when not the shutfus. Again, continues the Gemara, Amar of Chanina, Misura, Les Lahani Kloli, what Rav has been telling us about Rabbi Loi agreeing in certain cases that there's a chiba shutfus, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Behemus Shutfim Chai B'matanus L'Zroel Chai V'Keva V'Revelah Poyta. My Tama, what is the basis for Rabbi Elazar's, for Rabbi Loi's opinion that it's not Chayiv? Yalef Nesina Nesina Mereshus goes. We learn from Reshus Hageis. Ma'ala Halon, just like when we speak about Reshus Hageis, the Shutfus Loi, if it's B'Shutfus, there's no Chayiv. Afkan here too, the Alok will be the Shutfus Loi. V'Yisak Datach. But says the Gemara, if you'll ask, Betruma mechayiv. By truma, even Rabbi Loi agrees that there is a chiyuv by shutfus, and therefore you'll suggest nailif nasina nasina betruma. We should learn from truma that since by both of them the Torah uses the word nasina, there should be a chiyuv a matana. Ella shmamina. It must be, says the Gemara. It's a fantastic question, but it's a question that's based, says the Gemara, on an incorrect premise. And the halacha is that Rabbi Loi's opinion will be that b'shutfim Nami Piter, that actually he'll say that by Shutfin also there is no Chiv of Truma, and therefore his opinion is consistent throughout. E, says the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning Reishis Hageis from Truma, so we should say Ima Truma Be'aretz In B'chutz La'aretz Noi, that we should make this argument, that Loch of Truma only applies on produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael. So we should say that that halacha only applies, just like there, it only applies on what grows in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Chutz La'aretz. We should argue that Af Reishis Hageis Be'aretz In B'chutz La'aretz Noi, only what grows, only animals from Eretz Yisrael, there's a Chiv Reishis Hageis, not from Chutz La'aretz. Omer Rav Yosi Min Habel In. That is indeed the halacha. For Tanya, here Tanya means a raya, not a kasha. The Bryce indeed says, Rabbi Loi Oimer Matonis, the Matnas Kuna, is Royal Chaim Bekeva, Eden Nahagim El Baritz, only applying at Yisrael. Mekena Rabbi Loi Oimer, Reishis Hageis, Eden Noig El Baritz. My Tamad, the Rabbi Loi, why does Rabbi Loi exempt Reishis Hageis and Chutz La'aretz? Omer Rava, to Rava says, Yalav Nasin and Nasin and Truma. We learn from Truma. And just like by Truma, the halacha is, Ma Truma Ba'aretz In B'chutz La'aretz Loi, just like Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz, so too will be the halacha, Af Reishis Hageis, will be Ba'aretz In only from animals in Eretz Yisrael, B'chutz La'aretz Loi. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, if you want to learn Reishis Hageis from Truma, continues Abaya to ask, Ima Truma Tevelis, we know until you take off the Truma from the produce, their tevel, which you're not allowed to eat, there's a chiv misav de shemayim for eating, so maybe we'll say, af reishis hageis tevelis, until you take off the reishis hageis, the animal, a tevel, and may not have any benefit from those animals. Amalei, to which he responded, amakra, reishis goyit tzayin chetitin la, ein lecha, by el mereishis ve'elech. Nothing changes only until you take off the reishis hageis. Until then, it's a regular animal that you could use. Continues the Gemara. Ima truma. We know that if somebody eats truma, a kzor who eats truma, chayav la misa, as we just said, is chayav misa de shemayim, and if he does a b'shogig, he has to pay back a keren v'chaymish. Af reishis hageis chayav la misa v'chaymish. So too, if a non-kohen uses the reishis hageis, b'mezid he should be chayav misa, B'shogi should have to add a chaimish. Amakra, the pasuk says by truma, v'shamas mishmarati v'lo yisol achet u'meisaba. That's by the mezid and the chiv misav de shemayim. Regarding shogi and the chiv chaimish, the pasuk says v'chi ish ki yachol kodesh b'shkaga v'yosef chamish shasa olav. From here we learn olav v'lo reishis hageis, that this halacha only applies by truma, not by reishis hageis, by for liberation sagaz, the din of misa only applies by truma. The din of adding a chaimish only applies by truma, not by reishis sagaz. Ask the Gemara, ima truma rish mishene achreho, after you take off the truma, that you take off the maaser rishin, maaser sheni, or maaser ani, so maybe so too, if we're learning reishis sagaz from truma, ask the Gemara, we should say, Af Reishis Hageis, Rishim Vesheni Achreha, Amar Akhmana Reishis. The Torah says the word Reishis to teach us, Ein Lecha Ela Reishis Bavad. There's only one time you give Reishis Hageis, no follow up. E, Ma Truma Mechadosh El Yashin, Loi, you can't take Truma from produce from this year on last year, vice versa. We should say the same, perhaps, Af Reishis Hageis Mechadosh Al Yashin Loi, says the Mara, In, that is indeed the halacha. According to Rabbi Loi, you can't take Reishis Hageis from one year to the other year. And the Gemara backs it up again, Vatanya, meaning Arayim. The Brisa says, Ha'ilash Dei Rechelis, if somebody has two sheep, for Gozes, and he cut off the wool, for Niach, and he used the wool, and then uses it. Then next year, he cut off some more wool, for Niach, and he did so for Shnayim and Shalashonim. He did this over 2-3 years, And at that point, he finally has enough wool. Going back to the halacha that we learned and will learn, that to be chayv and reshus hageiz, you have to have the shearing of 5 sheep and a certain amount of sheep, a wool, as Beis Hillel taught us. That the halacha tells us this brisa that aim at starve. They all have to be from the, it shouldn't be five, it has to be 5 distinct sheep in 1 year. Hachamish mitstarfis, it means that 5 grow together, even not in the same year, suggests the Gemara. V'tanya aim at starfis, el shmam, so we have a question. The wool of different years combined. Rabbi Loi says they don't combine different years, just like by Truma, Vadrabanan, that they do combine. E, again, continues the Gemara. If you, Rabbi Loi, are learning halachas of Reishis Hageis from Truma, so ask the Gemara, E ma Truma, Gadol B'chiyev, if the produce grows by in Jewish property, under the Jewish ownership, even though the Jew had bought that property from a Nachri, we should say the same thing. Gol b'chiyev chayev, gol b'tor. But if the produce grew under the possession of a non-Jew, even though now the Jew bought that produce, his potter, we should say that locha is afreshes ageiz nami. That gol b'chiyev, that the wool that grew when the Jew owned this animal is chayiv, but potter, but if it grew when a non-Jew owned this animal, it's potter. Says the Gemara, first ask the Gemara, v'gabat truma menolan, how do we know that so is the halacha by truma? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Yisrael shalokach sada b'surya, Surya is around Tzoyva, which was an area that was captured by David HaMelech, and as we often discuss in Shas, Kibush Yochid, Loi Shmei Kibush, something that was conquered just by David HaMelech, does not have the status of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if a Nachri buys property in Surya, he had that property, what grows on that property is not Chayiv and Trumas and Maisris. In Eretz Yisrael, it seems, according to this Brisa, it would be Chayiv and Trumas and Maisris. So says the Brisa, Yisrael shalokach sada b'Surya maiv kachavim. If a Jew bought a property in Surya from a Nachri, atchla ve'ishlish, if he bought the property before the produce grew a third of what it's going to grow, then chayiv. Since more everything from the third up is was grown under Jewish ownership, it's considered Jewish tevua and chayiv truma. However, if you only bought that property mishavir shlish after it grew a third, Rabbi Kiva chayiv b'taysefes. Rabbi Kiva says that whatever grew after the Jew took ownership is chayiv v'chamim paitrim. That we look according to the chamim, where was it when it grew a third? So we see that if it grew, according to the Chama, a third under non-Jewish ownership, it's potter from Truma. And Rabbi Loi will learn that the same halacha will apply by Reishis Hageiz. V'chitema, and says the Gemara, Yichachinami, that so is indeed the halacha by Reishis Hageiz. We look at where it grew. Ask the Gemara, V'atanan, did we not learn in a Mishnah Yisrael, if somebody buys the wool of a Nachri while the wool is still attached to the animal, potem reishis hageis. It's potem from reishis hageis because the Pasuk says, reishis hageis tzayin chatitin la. But it seems if he bought it, tzayin ha-legzayis, he bought the animal with the wool on it, chayiv, even though most of the wool grew under non-Jewish ownership. But if we're going to learn, ask the Gemara, the halacha from Truma, it should be potter. Says the Gemara, actually, according to Rabbi Loi, if you bought an animal from a Nachri at a point where the wool was already grown under Nachri's possession, you'll be potter. The Mishnah that says, Yechayiv, the Loi Rabbi Loi is not following the opinion of Rabbi Loi. Ask the Gemara further, Ima Truma, when we speak about Truma, Amin al Shamina Loi, if they're two different types of produce, you don't take truma for one of the another. We would suggest the same. Af reishis hageiz, v'min amin shenaminoi, wool from one type of animal cannot be combined or considered with wool of another animal. Ask the Gemara v'gabat truma menolon, and how do we know that so is the halacha by truma. The Tanya, the Braisa, teaches us. If you have two different types of figs, shchairus and levonus, white, black and white, shnei minechitim, or two different types of grain, ain't tarim umas mazel ze, you can't take truma umaisa for one of the other. Rabbi Lazar, b'shama imrim, ain't tarim, we can't do so. V'sil amrim tarim, that we can do so. So, says the Gemara, if we're learning the halacha of truma, the halacha of eishes hageiz from truma, the halacha ought to be af reishes hageiz mimin ashamin eloi, says the Gemara, indeed that is the halacha. Says the Gemara that Vatanan, and says the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from our Mishnah that the halacha is that if somebody sold the wool when it's still attached to the animal, then the buyer has to take off reishes hageiz. If he only sold him some of the wool, then it's the seller who has to take all the reishes hageiz. The Mishnah said, but continues the Gemara, but if you have a situation, hayla shnei minim, two different types of animals, one is shchuris, shchufais, dark animals, and levonis, umachala shchufais, and you and the dark animals were sold, v'loy levonis, and not the white animal, zed nois l'atzmai, you have to give from each one separately. Since each one separate, the halacha is that you can't give. Since each one is considered different, the halacha is that you can't give from one on the other. The Ragachover says that we know that the pasuk says in Pashas Vayetze that Vakfosim Hifrid Yaakov. Yaakov, the pasuk discusses all the various different types of sheep, akudim, nekudim, uberudim, and the pasuk says he separated each one eda levadoi. Why was that? So says the Ragachover, because Yaakov Avinu wanted to take off Maisa. And our Gemara, we're learning that you can't take Maisa from one on the other. So that's why in order to keep make sure that the Maisa would be done properly, he kept them separately. Ask the Gemara if you can't take Reishis Hageiz from one type of animal on another type of animal. Elamata, Sefer, the Sefer Diktani, has a charm avaloi in the keva, that somebody sold only the male animals, not the females. Zed noisen latzmai. The buyer has to give from what he bought, and the seller has from what he keeps. Hachanami, are we going to explain that the Mishnah means, betray meaning in who? That males and females are considered two different types of animals. Ella, what is the Mishnah coming to teach us? Eitzah Taiva Kamashmon. The Mishnah is coming to teach us the Leisalei Mahai Derach Mahai Deishin, that we should give the Kohen Reishis Hageiz from the females which have soft goodwill, and from the males we should give from the hard, not such quality wool. Because otherwise, if you'll have only female and no male, then you'll end up only giving high quality reishis hageiz. Hachnami, so suggests the Gemara that when the Mishnah says shchufas levonos, it doesn't mean that you can't give reishis hageiz for one or the other. Rather, all the Mishnah is teaching us eitza taiva kamashmon the leisa metavayu, and that you shouldn't have to give only white, which is better quality. So how can you say that our Mishnah is raya to Rav Eloi? So says the Gemara Kimna, we already established that our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rav Eloi, and therefore what the Mishnah paskins is not problematic for Rav Eloi. E, continues the Gemara in Aski, Matruma be'inan reishis, shishira nekarim, that even though there's no obligation how much truma has to be given, but we have to give it in a way that there's truma and there's non-truma. Af reishis hageiz, so says the Gemara, if we're learning reishis hageiz from truma, the halacha should be shishira nekarim, that you can't cut all of the wool and give it as reishis hageiz, says the Gemara in. Indeed, that is going to be the opinion of Rabbi Eloi. Ask the Gemara, Vatanan, Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech Techala teaches us, Heimer, were somebody to say, Kol Groni Truma, that my entire whereas is Truma. Where he says, Kol Isasi Chala, all of my dough should be considered Chala Loyam Klum. Ha Kol Gezye, if somebody would say that all of the wool is racious, it would be acceptable to Kayamim. On the other hand, ask the Gemara, there's Tanya Iduk, there's another Brisa that says that if you give away all of your wool for racious gays, loyam klum, it's not valid. Allah shmamina, says the Gemara. How are we going to address this question? Ha Rebeloi. Rebeloi learns racious gays from Truma. And since Rebeloi learns racious gays from Truma, the halacha will be that just like by Truma, you can't give all your produce as Truma. You cannot give all your wool as racious gays. For Ha Rabbanan, who don't learn racious gays from Truma, and even though by Truma, you can't give all of your wool as racious, even though you can't give all of your produce as truma, but racious gays, the rabbanon will say it's permissible. Shmamino. Amma Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Ha'edna Nog Alma. The meaning nowadays is Kahani Talas Sarvi. Like these three Piske Alocha. Krebeloi by racious gays. We follow the opinion of Rebeloi by racious gays. The Tanya Rebeloi, I'm a racious gays. And in Nog Elaba Oritz. That the halacha of racious gays only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Chutz Laretz. And the Mesh Chachma says that it's interesting that the mitzvah of Reishis Hageis is mentioned in Parashas Shoftim. Because in Parashas Shoftim, it's where they're right about to come to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since the Gemara just said that the mitzvah of Reishis Hageis only applies in Eretz Yisrael, that's why only now, as the Bat Tent at Yisrael, was the mitzvah of Reish Sagez mentioned. The question is, Zroi L'chaim Akeva, why are they mentioned and where they're mentioned? Because he explains that, as we learned on Daf Kuf Lama Dalad, that the mitzvah of Zroi L'chaim Akeva is connected to Pinchas, and therefore, even though it will say Zroi L'chaim Akeva only applies even in Chutz Laretz, the Torah only mentions it when the mitzvah kicked in. Another pshat that he says, that why was Royal Chaim Keva only mentioned when they closed Eretz Yisrael, if it applies even in Chutz Laretz? He says, because in the Midbar, there are opinions that we've learned, they were only allowed to eat meat that was brought as a carbon shlomim. And as we learned, there is no Royal Chaim Keva in carbon shlomim. Only as they were about to enter Eretz Yisrael, with their halachas that they're allowed to eat meat, so and not only carbon meat. That's why at that point, and only at that point, was the mitzvah of Zroi L'chaim V'keva given. Ukrab Yehuda B'Mseira B'Divrei Torah. We follow the opinion of Yehuda B'Mseira B'Divrei Torah. The Tanya of Yehuda B'Mseira Aimra Ain Divrei Torah Mekabel Toma. The Gemara Masechta Bava Kama tells us that one of the 10 takonis that Ezra instituted was that somebody who had an omission of Zera may not learn Torah until he goes to the mikveh. Even though, of course, the Torah says that such a person is Tomei, as the Pasuk says, V'ishki seitzim imena shikva Zera, V'rochz b'mayim as kol b'sara v'tomei ad ha'erev, but divrei Torah, that doesn't have any bearing on learning Torah. But Ezra came along and made a rule that you can't learn Torah until you go to the mikvah. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi abolished that rule. And of course, the question that the Rishonim ask is that we know that the rule is that ein bezin yochel vatal bezde divrei bezin chaveroi elm ken gol mena b'chochma minyan. A second bezin doesn't have the authority to overrule a previous bezin. So how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira overrule it? So there are a number of answers. One answer is Rabbi Yehuda opinion actually is that Ezra never instituted such a rule. Another opinion is that Ezra, when he instituted the rule, instituted it in a way that he said that if in future generations they'll see that it's appropriate to abolish the rule, they have every right to do so. And another answer is that the Gemara often speaks about a gzera that was not accepted by all of Klai Yisrael, does not have the rule, does not have the status of a gzera. And the Gemara suggesting, the Rishonim suggests, that this rule of Ezra was never accepted by all of Klal Yisrael, since this was a rule that was never accepted by of Klal Yisrael, that's why they were able to abolish it. I saw that the Sefer Shmuel says, here we see the power of Torah. Torah, a mitzvah that's performed by a person who's not a person who's a Rasha, or a mitzvah that's performed in the wrong way, in the wrong place, is something that should be ignored. But Torah, the power of Torah is so strong that divrei Torah ein makom tumah, nothing could affect the power of Torah. Ukrav Yoshe b'Yoshe b'Klayim, the time of Yoshe emel oilam and chayiv, one is not chayiv for klayim. Achi yizra chita v'sara, barley, wheat, and a grape seed b'mapolus yad. The Torah speaks about two types of klayim. Klayim is roim, we mix seeds. Sotcha l'sizra klayim, that refers to like planting wheat and barley together. And the Torah speaks about Kali HaKerem, the Sizra Kamacha Klayim. Rabbi Yishe says that you only chayiv for Kali HaKerem if you mix together these three seeds at the same time. We learned in the Mishnah, Chayim B'Zraya B'L'Chayim or B'Keva B'Mereshus Gaze. The Mishnah contrasted. Asked the Gemara, for listening, why didn't the Mishnah teach us another halacha? Chayim B'Mereshus Gaze, Shinoi B'Treifus. The halacha of Reshus Ageis applies even by animals that are treifa, that you may not eat. Mashen came in Matanis, there is no chiv of Zroel Chayim V'keva to by animals that may not be eaten, because the Torah says, V'nosan L'koyin has Zroel Chayim V'keva, we should give it to the koyin. But if it's treif, the koyin can't eat it, so we're giving it to the dog of the koyin, there's no chiv, therefore, of Zroel Chayim V'keva. Amar Ravina, to which Ravina comments, Hamani, who is the author of this Mishnah of Shimni? The Tanya, of Shimon Paitas, a treif from Reshus Gaze, he says that there's no Reshus Gaze by treifa also. Why? My Talmud of Shimon says, the Gemara Yal from the Sina and the Sina Matanis. He learns Xer Shava from Matana. By Matanis it says, V'nosim l'kar azroi l'chaim v'keva. By Reishas Gaze it says, V'reishas Gaze soin chetitin loy. Ma Matanis, as we just said, there's no chiv azroi l'chaim v'keva by treifa loy. Af Reishas Gaze nami treifa loy. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, I yalef nesina nesina Matanis, if you're learning the Gzer Shav of nesina, leilef nesina nesina matruma, it also says, the Sina. Reish is the Gantka Tirash v'yitzrecha titanloi. And we should say, therefore, ma truma be'aretzim b'chutz la'aretz loi, that the mitzvah of truma is only in Eretz Yisrael. We should therefore suggest, therefore the halacha should be, ela reishis nageiz nami, the halacha of reishis hageiz should also be ba'aretz in, that only in Eretz Yisrael is there a din of reishis hageiz. B'chutz la'aretz loi. But there won't be a din of reishis hageiz, says the Gemara according to this, and Chutz La'aretz. But we learned in our Mishnah, not like that, that Reishis HaGeis is Noig B'Aretz or B'Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara, Elahana Tamed Rav Shimon, the reason that Rav Shimon says that there's no Reishis HaGeis by a Treifa, says the Gemara, Yav Tzoyin Tzoyin Meiser. We learn from Meiser that there's no Chiyah Meiser by Treifa, so too will be the Halacha that by Reshus Hageis. Ma Maisa Treifa Loi, Af Reshus Hageis Treifa Loi. And how do we know by Maisa there's no Chi by Treifa? Because the Torah says, how does Maisa Behema work? And that can't, if it's a Treifa, and one of the Treifas is a missing leg, it can't walk. On the certain Treifas, at least, and in Averis. Ask the Gemara, V'leil Tzayin Tzayin B'Bechor, Ma B'Bechor, the Dinah B'Bechor applies by a Treifa. So says the Gemara, Reishis Hageis should also be by a Treifa. Answers the Gemara, Mestabra M'Maisa V'Lemelev. The Gemara feels that the match with Maiser is a better match. Shekein Zecharim, the Halacha by both of them, that only by Zecharim, but B'Bechor is only by Zecharim. Reishis Hageis and Maiser is not only by male, Temeim, they don't apply by non-kosher animals, but we know that we spoke that there's bechor by a donkey. But meruvim, the din of meiser and the din of reshes hageiz, as we learned, is only when you have many animals. Bechor is one animal. A bechor is kodesh mirechem from the womb, not reshes hageiz, not meiser. Adam, the reshes hageiz and meiser don't apply by people, but pidyon haben applies by a person. Poshet, they only apply by animals that are not a bechor. Bechor obviously only applies by animals that are bechor. Lifnei adibur, bechor applied even before Matan Torah. In Mitzrayim, the bechorim became kadosh. In Reshes Hageiz, a maaser only happened afterwards. But ask the Gemara doesn't let go. Ad rabba, mi bechor havalei lemelef. The match the Gemara wants to suggest between Reshes and bechor is better. Yosem, Reshes Hageiz and bechor apply by animals that even if they didn't have a mother at the time of birth. Maaser, there's a special rule that doesn't apply. Lochai, if you bought an animal, then there's a chiyuv Reshes Hageiz and bechor, not maaser. Beshutfus, the lochai is that if you have a shutuf, then you chayv Reshes Hageiz, at least not, according to Rabbanan. And so too by Bechor. That's not the din by Meiser. Nosnoi, if you were given the animal as a gift, the halacha Bechor applies, the halacha Reshes Hageiz applies, Meiser does not. Bifnei, they apply whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not, whereas Meiser is only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, Meiser Shani. Koyin, Reshes Hageiz and Bechor are given to the Koyin. The Meiser is Shani is eaten by the owners in Yerushalayim. Begdusha, by Bechor, you don't have to be Magdashit, it becomes Kaddish by itself. Reshes Hageiz is not Kaddish altogether, whereas a Meiser, as we know, only becomes Meiser by you declaring it Meiser. Mechira, you could sell a Reshes Hageiz, you could sell a Bechor that's a Baal Mum, but you can't sell Meiser Behemah, you have to eat it yourself. And says the Gemara, to cap it off, V'hanach Nefishim, we just actually had more commonality between Reshes Hageiz and Bechor versus Reshes Hageiz and Trefa. And therefore, the halacha should be that Reshes Hageiz will apply by Trefa as well. So therefore, the Gemara retracts and takes a different approach. Pasha me Pasha Jalafle. Bechor is Hegdish, it's Kadosh. Meiser is not, and Reshes Hageiz is not, and that's why the Gemara says the match between Reshes Hageiz and Meiser is the better match than Reshes Hageiz and Bechor.